Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 2nd. The grains closed lower with March corn down 6 1/4 cents at 543, March wheat down 6 1/4 at 644 3/4, and March beans down 10 1/2, 1354 3/4. Grains were pretty much under some pressure all day here today. We opened lower, tried to rally it. Like we've done so many times, rallies really didn't go anywhere. But we rallied the beans a better part of 20 cents off the early lows here, and then broke it back, traded down, broke about a dime off of those highs, closed about 10 and a half lower. Meal and oil are both lower here. We had the dollar up 18 ticks, back over 91 cents now at 91.15. But I think the markets are just kind of digesting the fact that the weather in Brazil looks to be getting better. Starting Friday, they should have 6 to 10 days of hotter, drier weather. Argentina's had some really good rains, so some of those fears are backing off. We know the Brazilian harvest is very slow. We know the trucker strike continues, but it's hard to get a real good gauge on how much activity is actually getting through, if any. So, you know, eventually that grain's coming to market, and it's going to put a damper on our prices here. But for the time being, we're pretty much the only game in town. It hurts when we don't see any export to China on any given day like yesterday and today. So that kind of puts the market in a bad mood, so to speak. So, you know, overall, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. But again, you know, we're just a day off of the contract highs in the corn. We didn't close that bad. The beans couldn't close under the support. So that's, you know, wasn't a terrible close out here. And I just don't see anything that's that great or that bad. But I think, you know, I look at the July-November bean spread, certainly an indicator to me that there's some weakness out here. You know, maybe we've got to go test $13 in the March beans and then try to turn this thing higher again. Maybe go down and touch, you know, 510, 520 on March corn, and then try to rally it again. Overall, we've got this supply and demand report next Tuesday on the 9th, a little bit early this month. And, you know, I'm guessing they're going to shave the corn carry out a couple of million, the beans another 10 or 20 million. We know we've got tight stocks out there, but we also know that we've got an awful lot of grain that's going to be put in the ground sometime in the next 6 to 8 weeks. The guys are going to start and get out in the fields. And, you know, if we have a decent crop here, it's going to be hard to rally this thing. Obviously, if we have the U.S. in any kind of a problem situation, late planting or a hot, dry summer, then these markets can go wherever they want to go. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.